Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Right Reality Podcast. Hello again. How are you guys?
Hi.
Hey, Mix.
Hi, Steven. How are you?
We're here.
We are here, aren't we?
We're here.
Despite the hate, we are back again.
Yeah, we're here. Despite some messages, we are here.
Mm-hmm.
We're physically here.
You know what? That seems like a good place to start. We should honestly probably address this massive elephant that's been in our DMs and in the hotties that we have refused to post because it's hurt a little. I think that we need to address the elephant in the room. What do you think?
Address away.
We made an agreement, Steven. Do you remember an agreement that we made
about three to four weeks ago
about a little show?
Oh, yes.
Called Bachelor in Paradise.
And we did.
You said,
yeah,
that there was no possible way that they weren't bringing back Bachelor in Paradise.
That is true.
Now,
is it official?
If you had looked at the timeline, because we love a timeline, if you check the timeline of when Bachelor in Paradise has been announced, you want to know when that is?
Usually by now.
April.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what they didn't announce?
Bachelor in Paradise yet.
Correct. You know who owes me money?
I don't owe you anything yet.
That is bullshit.
The bet was that there would be Bachelor in Paradise this year. It has yet to. You just
hold
think because they're filming. Hold on. They're filming Bachelorette right now.
Hold on.
Let's not pretend like they're not filming something else right now.
I'm looking. I'm not seeing it.
You think I'm going to pay you out while they're still filming?
They didn't announce it. It doesn't exist. What do you think they're going to come out and say, hey, that show you all like, we're definitely not redoing, we're not doing it anymore. No, they're just going to announce Golden Bachelorette.
They would start filming Golden Bachelorette, and that's probably when I would pay you out. Because they would start filming that probably in June,
happening.
And by the time that's done, it's probably too late to film Paradise at that point.
I just would like you to address that elephant that you were wrong and that you owe me money.
Am I crazy? What's going on here? There's no way I'm paying you out for that. The fact that you think I owe you money.
You do.
While they're still filming Bachelorette, which, by the way, is where they would get some of the men for this show. No.
Steven.
No chance. Listen, when they start filming Golden Bachelorette, we will discuss it. When ABC kind of says we're going to pass on Paradise,
they're not going to ever make that announcement.
When
that announcement's not going to happen. They're just not going to do it.
Listen, I'm going to send this clip on Twitter to Mr. Robert Mills. Shout out Mills. Mr. Robert Mills, I used to call into the Bachelor live recap on EW. Shout out old school Channel 105. Sirius, if you need some people to fill some time gaps on your your radio program, you know, you're Sirius, you know, whatever. Oh, we're here for you. We're here for you.
Mr. Robert Mills. Mr. Mills, man. Steven owes me money, and for some reason, he's hiding behind you now at this point, and I don't really understand it, but if you could tell Steven that he needs to pay me, I guess a man needs to tell Steven. God forbid
he
listen to a woman.
Whoa. How dare you? How dare you? And also, if we're going to refer to Mr. Robert Mills, let's refer to him by his official title, Senior Vice President of Specials and Late Night Programming for ABC Entertainment. I believe that's the full title.
Okay, well, that guy needs to tell you that you owe me money.
Mr. Robert Mills, sir, let me know if I have to send her any money. And also, maybe I'll send this to Julia Cunningham. Shout out Julia Cunningham, former host of LA Daily. Old school 105er right here. Let me know if you know anything that I need to pay Mixie out on this, because as of now, I don't owe you jack shit.
You owe me money, and you're hiding behind this man with a very long job title, and I don't understand why.
Well, listen, when you have a long job title, you know what nobody does? Question you.
You're questioning him. You're the one that brought him into this conversation. I'm another. Who is this man? I don't know. I just want my money.
You think I'm making somebody up, a fictitious character, for this argument?
You seem to be dodging the point, which is there is no paradise, and you bet me that there would be.
Sometimes I just have to learn.
Where is it?
To stop having the same conversation again.
Oh, I'll go all day. I'll look for a whole hour podcast. We will not address the actual elephant in the room. We'll keep talking about this one.
Mr. Robert Mills, sir, Julia Cunningham, people of the Bachelor community, please let me know if I owe this woman money. I don't think I will owe her money. I think we're still getting Paradise and Golden Bachelor this year. I still think it's happening.
That's all the money that you owe me that's raining down.
Once all these bitches are done at Stagecoach this weekend, they can get ready in their tiny bikinis.
Don't forget, it's Nick Viall's wedding this weekend.
Is it really?
Yes, sir.
So people have made the choice to go to either Nick Viall's wedding or Stagecoach?
Uh-huh.
What a absolute horrific decision that these influencers have to make.
That's so him, though, to be like, I'm going to make people decide between the event that they all love every year and my wedding. And if they don't come to my wedding, I guarantee you he'll make some comments in the next 2 to 3 months on a shitty little fucking podcast about how so-and-so didn't come. Nick Viall.
Can you imagine the absolute anguish that some of these people are like, oh, God, do I go to Viall's wedding or do I go to...
That's a business decision. On both ends, that's a business decision.
Exactly.
What is the better connections, at Stagecoach or at Nick Viall's wedding?
And people are like, God, what am I going to do? I mean, Stagecoach, I can post 3 days worth of content, 3 days worth of fit, 3 days worth of being a brand ambassador,
mm-hmm.
or I just want wear one fit to Viall's wedding.
Well,
you know?
You got the welcome party. You got like, I'm sure they're at a nice destination where they can get a nice pool shot.
Oh, I've seen so many pool shots. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And a lot of them are the same pool.
I'm sure it is the same pool.
Yeah.
There's only so many pools in Palm Springs.
There's only so many that brands can rent out at a price point that make it worth them to do this, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Should we actually talk about the fact that everybody's mad at us about the challenge?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm tired, okay? Listen, I'm not good up here. I'll just state it like that. Not good. And
she's pointing to her brain, everybody. Okay, for those of you just listening,
yes, my tits are fine. My brain is not. You're right. Thank you for clarifying to our audio listeners.
Yeah.
This takes a lot out of us both. I am just personally not in a good place to be doing that. This is honestly good for me. What we're doing now, where we just kind of talk about life, this is good. Steven worked very hard on trying to, are we going to tell them what we were going to try to do?
Sure. Go ahead.
We were going to try to live stream and do like a watch along where you guys could watch the show with us as we were going, because that would have cut out a lot of the time that we've been putting into this of writing notes and going back and pulling images and all that stuff. Plus Steven edits those very heavily compared to these. So we were going to try to do that. Steven worked his ass off on it. There were still some kinks in it. I was like, I'm fucking tired. And to be honest with you guys, we told you months ago we weren't doing this. Like, I'm trying really hard to not be like an asshole, because I really appreciate you all listening. And I understand that you want us to watch the show with you. And I haven't watched it yet. I know Steven has, and I've heard great things. I'm excited to watch it when I have some time. But we told you a long time ago we weren't doing this. And then we still even tried something else. So, like, we've been doing this for, what, a year, Steven?
Yeah, part of this is on MTV and Paramount for just making this a season-long thing. We did say that we were going to only do flagship. I understand the fact that you love us and you want us to do content.
Thank you.
We get that. This is easier, I think. There's a thought that if we just do audio only, it's easier. That is not true. There's still, like, basically, not to get in the weeds, you know,
it's pretty much the same.
I have to do basically four things. We watch it, research it, re-record it. I then go back and edit it, which takes twice as long as it takes to record it. And then there's the post side of getting everything actually up and posted. Not to complain about that, because
we enjoy doing it.
Yes. And yes, we've been able to do other shows. But we've enjoyed the other shows. It's just basically MTV did this. Blame MTV, right? If they gave us maybe another 3-4 months.
Yeah.
We're probably in a different conversation right now.
Why are we doing the USA stuff? If that stuff didn't exist, I'd be all over All Stars.
Yes. They should have given us this show before they did USA, because it's very clear it was filmed before that, because it was filmed in the World Championship house.
Yep.
Which is, by the way, why they're still doing Previously On, because they didn't stop that.
Oh, I saw that, of course. Of course.
That's direct shot at us. Direct shot at us. Like, oh, you're not going to do it? Well, we had these, and we were not going to do them, but we'll throw them in there for you. Which, by the way, they're great. Anywho,
I want to be very clear. If you're going to be mad at anyone, be mad at me. Steven has been trying to push me to do this as well, and I'm just like, no. I'm sorry, guys. I need a break from that world and the amount of work that that world requires. I love it. We will come back, as we said numerous times. Also, it's good for us as a podcast to be doing this different stuff. It's good for us. It will benefit you. If we get to a point where we are very successful, more successful than we already are, we're killing it. But if we have people that can help us do some of this other stuff, then maybe we could bring back all of these other versions of the challenge.
That is kind of where I was getting to. So we need to be able to grow and expand this, and being completely transparent with you guys, we need to be able to do things like this to get a bigger audience, to be able to make some money in order to hire people to help us do some of this work, which would then allow us to give you even more content. You want All Stars, you want Temptation Island, you want all of three of them at the same time? Great. Guess what? It takes a staff to be able to do that. So that's where we're trying to get to, and the only way to do that is try to expand this audience. We've been hammering this for a very long time. I've been in this, obviously, longer than Mixie.
Yeah.
We've kind of feel like we've capped out as where we can expand this with just a challenge audience, even doing everything we know we could do, posting clips, doing all this type of stuff. It didn't really make that much of a difference in getting that. I know some people want it to be the old school thing where we're doing reviews and we're adding hotties. Guess what? There's no new hotties to add. There hasn't been a new hottie in probably 3-4 months. There's not been a review in 2 to 3 more months, right? There's maybe been one or something like that.
Yep.
So we've kind of capped out on that. It's not that we have like gone away from that. It's just that those things are not currently available, and this is where we feel like we need to go. I've been trying to figure out a way of like satisfying that by doing the live stream. But yeah, there's some issues with that from a technology standpoint that I just don't feel like I want to put my name on something that's not great, because I've always complained about people who just put out shit where content is not good enough just to put out content that's just like, well, here you go. Here's something behind a Patreon. Also, we're not making any money from this. I just got charged on my credit card yesterday for this program that we're recording on to do video. We don't make money. We're monetized on YouTube, but guess what? That gets us. It only gets us if you want to add a super like, I think is the term, or something like that to like a live video or whatever, which, again, we're not doing.
No.
We don't get ads on YouTube, even though we're quote-unquote monetized. We make absolutely no money from this podcast. Other than last summer, where you guys went to town on Liquid IV, that paid off the year subscription of all the stuff. But that's literally it. So,
and I also want to state very quickly, we're not complaining. We love you guys. We want to give you what you want.
Yes, we really do.
But we also were working full-time jobs and have other things going on in our lives. And for us to be the best version of us on this podcast, we need to take a little tiny itty bitty step back from the challenge for this current season.
I'm still watching it.
You're watching it. And I think you had some stuff to talk about it.
I do. We'll get into that in just a moment. But yes, we're trying to do stuff. That's what part of this is. But we need to be doing something like this, which is fun. If you want to know what happens to a podcast that continuously does the challenge and takes no breaks, listen to every other fucking one of them out there. You want to know why it sounds like they're dead inside? Because they are fucking dead inside. They're not entertaining because they've been burned to the fucking ground by the board. Oh, and then they're going to do, oh, we're going to rewatch season 29. Great. Good for you. Enjoy.
Yeah.
I don't want to rewatch. Mm-hmm. I watched it. It needs to be fresh in the moment. Have great takes. In order to have the energy we have to do these things, we have to be excited about watching. And right now, that's not happening. She's got stuff. I completely support her decision to say no on things. That's something we said early on.
Thank you.
Whenever it's something where either of us feel like we need to say no, we say no. So that's where we're at right now. But we're still trying to give you something from us. And right now, just talking and chatting is something that's easy, because literally I don't think there's any edits in this motherfucker unless Mixie says something that I have to bleep,
which is also a reason I was scared about the live stream, by the way. I don't even know if there'd be a podcast. See, I'm helping you guys. I could get us completely kicked off the platform.
Other than that, I think that's the only real edit I've had. There's been like one or two where I've had to like rearrange stuff, but other than that, there's a bleep and then pretty much just string it together and hit publish. So that's where we're at right now. We wanted to make sure we addressed it, and we didn't feel like just like writing something. We're not great typers and spellers of words, as you know. You know?
Yeah.
So this felt like the most authentic way, and also for the people who are not in the hotties, which, I mean... idiots.
Join the hotties. Maybe we'll talk about the hotties if people join.
Yeah, but you're not. So we're not saying names. We're not saying triple names. I'm not calling your family hot because there's no hot new people. Families joining the hotties.
Exactly.
It's on you at this point. So now, because I'm such a great person,
a giver.
Because I'm a man of the people.
That giver, is him.
Giver. And there are 6 stars on this season of All Stars, which again, we can workshop that name because let's be honest. I have 3 good stars and 3 bad stars so far about the first 4 episodes of the Challenge All Stars filmed in 2021. Which is when I think
that's
they filmed
crazy.
This. I don't know.
That is insane.
I think it was actually 2022 or 2023, but I was just, I should have said 1990.
I
should have said 1990 to get the point across. You know what I mean? But here we are. Okay, Mixie, I asked you, do you want to start with the good stars or the bad stars?
Well, I feel like the audience is mad at us right now for everything that we just said. So why don't we start with the good stars?
We'll start with the good stars.
Yay!
Can't wait for the reaction of what we've just said. Okay. Well, you're able to record this.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Number one. Don't send that one to us.
Do it.
We understand.
DM it to me.
No. Don't. Be prepared.
Let me at him.
Be prepared for the firing line. Okay. Number one. Good star. You know it. It's very obvious. The music is absolutely fire. It's gas.
Oh.
It's rizzing.
No,
things.
Come on.
No?
There's one that's right in front of you. I mean, yes, but there's
it's
one.
Lit. It's
yes!
lit.
Yes.
Ah!
We got there. We got there.
Fucking right. The music is lit. Mm-hmm. And yes, there's been hotties comments about did they put S Club in there to just be like, hey, we heard you weren't reviewing us, which again, we said. Just stating for the record, you didn't get all the way through Smasher Pass, which is on you, mm-hmm. and other episodes. Anywho,
yep.
S Club, was that in there because they knew we weren't reviewing there? Like, maybe this will make him do it? Obviously.
Yes.
Obviously. You
yeah.
didn't need to tell us.
Uh-huh.
We all knew. Okay. And then Spice Girls, like, Spice Up Your Life, I think, was one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean... obviously, the music is fire. Fire.
It always is on All
Gas.
Stars.
It's not gas lighting. That's different.
No. I'm good
at
that.
That's different.
Uh-huh.
But that's number one. Okay. Music is absolutely on point. It's fantastic.
I saw Mark Long is the producer. Do you think that that's on him? I feel like he would.
Obviously, the Godfather just knows everything. That's phenomenal and correct.
I'm going to give him credit for that. I have no reason to give him credit for that, but I'm going to give it to him.
Okay.
A giver.
Congratulations.
Both Mark of us. Long.
Number two, Tina. Tina is great television.
Yeah.
She knows what to do.
Mm-hmm.
She knows when to like egg things on, when to go over the top. She's a soundbite machine.
Mm-hmm.
She's terrible at politics, but she's great at making entertaining content at the highest levels of television. This is pure talent being shown on our television, and it's like she's never left. It's like she's only gone in a laboratory and been like, how can I just be better? While everyone else in the house is just like, this is serious. Like, my life. Tina's just out here living it up. Just having a fun time.
Absolutely.
Right? So Tina is star number two. Number three, the format. Number three is the format. It's a really great format. I signed an NDA. Me and Mixie both signed an NDA.
Yeah.
That may or may not be the reason the format is so good this year.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're not able to discuss.
It is not for us to disclose.
If we helped with the format of this season.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a really smart format. You need stars to get to the final. There's big and small teams. There's great dailies. The voting system with the midfield, if you will.
Yep.
Really, really smart system, including in the format, is the nostalgic factor. We're going to show you old pieces, or we're going to do old dailies. We're going to have dailies that like represent old school stuff with the Winnebago from Road Rules.
Ooh.
And then like all the things. Like, it was just really smart. And again, there's not much else I can say because we signed NDAs.
We did do that.
Okay. We definitely signed NDAs. And again, that's all we can say about
it. Sorry, our hands are tied.
They're tied. Right now, they're free.
They're metaphorically
tied. When it comes to that, they're tied. They're tied. Okay?
Yes. Bad stars?
Bad stars.
Bad stars. I feel like I'm playing Mario Party. These are like the bonus stars.
Yes. That's great. Great
reference. They're bad.
But they're bad. You don't want these ones.
Yeah.
You want him in Modern Party, you don't want him in this.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Number one, Tony leaving. Tony Raines, your number one smash mix, leaving the show because something was going on at home.
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
Not clear what was going on at home. There are internet sleuths trying to be like, well, does this timeline line up with this timeline? And how about this? And how?
Let him live.
Let him live.
Go touch grass. I'm going to get into a thing. Go outside. Look at the fucking sun with sunglasses on. I don't want to get sued for burning your retinas.
Yeah.
And touch some fucking grass. Let these people fucking live. Jesus Christ.
Let them live. Let them live. Listen, what they do on the show, we can talk about.
Yeah.
If they have to go home for family stuff, whatever, you know? Now, if you leave because you don't like someone in the house and you're just like, I don't want to do this anymore, maybe we'll have a discussion about that.
That's fair game.
That's fair game, okay? Maybe don't come on the show after you yelled that you were never going to come on the show again. You think it was fixed and rigged and you didn't want to be on the show anymore. And then you leave after that. You know what? Maybe we would talk about that.
Maybe we would.
But we're currently not because we're not reviewing the show. But if we were, that would be a big conversation part of episode two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fact that nobody came in to replace said person, but then when Tony Raines left, there was a man to come in to replace it. So again, what do you have? What's you don't love women? You don't love women?
Oh, we are throwing accusations. I like it.
No,
yeah, what the hell?
Hey, how dare you? Unbelievable.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so bad star number one. Bad star number two. Are we trying to make Car and Cam rivals here? I don't like this. I don't want to see
this.
Yeah,
I've seen some stuff about that on Twitter.
What are we doing? Is this editing? Is this really happening? Also, like Cam, this stemmed from Cam, I think, being upset that Car didn't support her. I'm putting that in air quotes. Because she didn't want to put Rachel in to make sure that Ayana went home. But if I did my maths right, it was already predetermined, so it didn't matter. And then, like versus Kara saying, this is what you get for not supporting her choice when the vote, when it was, it was voted already. And then calling Kara entitled because she doesn't support you seems, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for when you think somebody should be doing the things to support you, but it's different. Entitled, maybe. Maybe that's the word I was looking for. Calling somebody entitled while also doing something that seemed a little entitled. Listen, Cam, just... I don't know what's going on, but I don't want this to be a narrative of basically like the two, you know, two of the four female stars of this show right now.
Yeah, they're pitting them
having
against
some
each other.
Sort of let's not do that. Okay,
yeah.
Please, let's not do that. It seems like this is going to be something on the season, and this is why it's getting set up now. Mm-hmm. But that's all I'm saying. Bad star number three.
Okay,
I just mentioned this person. Ayana. End of conversation.
Okay.
I don't think I have to say too much about that if you're watching the show.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're good with her for a little while.
I have a question.
I mean, entertainment-wise, fantastic.
Okay.
Leroy leaving a deliberation because he's like, I'm just not listening to this anymore. Fantastic television. But also, terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, terrifying. The fact that Jasmine went from 0 to 280 miles an hour because of her, fantastic television. But also...
We love it.
We love it for that reason. But overall, you know, I'm going to go back to what I said during Smasher Pass. I never trust somebody who's stealing salads. Stealing food? Red flag. And of
red
course,
flag.
I was proved absolutely correct for this season so far.
I have a question just to round out All Stars because it's important.
Yeah.
Is Avery holding up to where you had her in your books? Is she the rat queen?
How dare you?
I
shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. How?
I just wanted to know.
Dare you even begin to be like she doesn't hold up to being the rat queen?
Well, you know, photos are different than how they look on camera. We haven't seen her in a while, so...
Are you listening to this, guys?
Are
you hearing the words coming out of her mouth right now?
This guy, with all of this energy, where was that when you owed me money earlier? But that's fine.
Oh, I gave you the energy, because you don't get shit right now.
You didn't give me the money.
You don't get the money until you win the money. It's like, hey, the ball is spinning on roulette.
Cookie.
You just want to give me the money? No. No. I got to wait for the ball to end up in the wrong number before I give you the money, casino.
If the ball is flat, then it doesn't matter what bucket it's going into. It doesn't exist. The ball's not there. There is no ball.
What alternate universe are we living in where there's no ball in roulette? You don't even know what I'm talking about. Stop.
I'm saying
You're embarrassing yourself.
In the paradise realm of this thing, there is no ball because paradise doesn't exist.
Somebody who works in TV production just doesn't understand how TV production works.
I'm good at gaslighting. We're back to how I got
great
the job.
For gaslighting. Great at gaslighting. And you know what? Nixie, should I be a man of the people right now? Should I be a man of the people?
I'm scared of what that means, but go
should
ahead.
Should I be a man of the people right now?
Go for it.
Or do you think there was people like already starting to like type us messages?
Oh, I'm sure we're getting messages and comments right now about how ungrateful we are.
I'll give you one more star if you just don't send that message. Just don't send the message.
They're going to send it anyways.
You know what? Send the message. I don't care. I'll give you an extra star anyway because I'm a man of the people. Extra star. The extra bad star. Whoever decides the eliminations needs to be fired immediately. Needs to be fired immediately.
I saw a clip of Kara throwing stars with Rachel, and I'm like, what are we doing?
What are we doing? What are we doing? You have Kara and Rachel facing off an elimination, and you're going to have them go to Disneyland and throw darts at balloons for a fucking stuffed aminal? No, not on my watch.
Were they pissed?
Not on this podcast. We're not going to do it.
I haven't seen the episode where Rachel and Kara was like, anything said that was like, okay.
Mixie. They were horrific at it. They were throwing things over the board, to the right of the board, the left of the board. I think they had to move the camera operators because they were in serious danger. Serious danger.
Yeah, they were like ninja stars or some shit.
The people watching were sitting down by the end of this.
Oh,
this
God.
This is how long this took.
Forever.
Forever. You know, sometimes I want production to step in and be like, we're not going to do this. I know people think we rigged this. Yeah, rig this part a little bit for me, okay? Rig it. Rig away.
I don't understand how that stuff happens.
Give me any other elimination. We had a great one last week. It's not that we've been getting shit eliminations. Give me that one again. Just be like, we didn't move it because, you know, supply chain. So we're just going to do it
again.
Exactly. And I would have been completely okay.
We all would have been like, the supply chain. We didn't know that was why.
Obviously, our little, you know, things that we have to tape on with your faces didn't show up yet. So, yeah, we're gonna leave the other elimination. Throwing stars? Fuck right off. How dare you? How dare you do that to us? With those two people?
Not a fan. Not a fan.
Awful. Awful. Literally, the two worst people. The two worst situations that can happen with is her and Kara.
Yeah.
Maybe give me, like, Laurel and Kara, or, like, Laurel. Laurel and Kara, maybe, mm-hmm. would be probably the worst. Maybe Laurel and Rachel, honestly. But what a horrific decision to do that. Awful. All right. That concludes Steven
trying to make up for the fact that Mixie doesn't want to do Challenge All-Stars. Thank you very much for that.
I don't really want to do it either, okay? I also need a break from it.
Yeah, shit's insane.
And it's just going to reinvigorate us.
It's going
to
make it better. It's going to make it better.
24 episodes of season 40, which you want. So, listen, they get rid of All-Star. They get rid of USA.
Yeah, we're
Guess
back.
What? There's only two versions for us to have to recap.
Get mad at CBS.
Just saying.
Honestly, you know whose fault this is? Sarah. Fuck Sarah. We're going to bring it all the way back around. That goddamn bitch sent me into a spiral. I hate her.
You know what? You know where I haven't eaten since Sarah was brought onto our television set?
She ruined it.
Arby's. I can't go to Arby's. I love Arby's.
You can't go and see the general manager of Arby's, you know?
Assistant manager, I think.
Yes.
Assistant manager. Yeah,
sorry, yeah. I was...
I can't go and get a delicious beef and cheddar with extra Arby's sauce on the side because, yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to see that roast beef bitch.
Yeah, you will see that roast beef bitch. She lives there.
She lives there. And she's just like, was it you who's talking shit about me? And I'm like, oh my God, give me my big beef and cheddar. Let me get out of here.
I'm the best, even though I haven't won anything. Just in the corner flipping her roast beef. I am, they're so scared of me. They don't even know. I'm coming for them.
They're so scared of me. Also, do you want a side of mozzarella sticks for $1.49?
I did not finish the Sudoku puzzle. There is no proof that I did it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I definitely finished it.
Oh, yeah? Fuck her.
Okay.
Let's get back on track here. What else are we talking about today?
Well, I wanted to talk to you, Mixie, about something that I've been seeing a lot. You know, here's the thing. I feel like a great way of connecting with people is sharing things that you hate about other people. Things that just bring you anger. Things that bring you...
I love this.
Just reasons to hate people, right?
God, and this segment's about me.
Exactly. It's supposed to
play about us.
Oh my God. Well, just tell me more great things about me.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's do it. What are we mad at?
So I want to just say there's a few things that I've been seeing recently that are, for lack of a better term, red flags for me in people right now.
Okay.
Things people do.
Yeah.
That just, like, you're just, I don't want you to be a friend of mine, basically. If you do this, things that just go, make what are we doing? Just stop.
I understand that.
I have a few. I'm sure you might have a couple you can
throw. Oh, my brain is racking them up as you're talking.
She's like, a few.
I'm opening that whole second half of my brain that just stores all the things that make me mad about people. Go ahead.
So the first one I want to discuss is people who cold plunge. We can't be friends. I don't get it. I don't get it. It doesn't seem fun. What other trends have you done in the past, workout trends? Have you also been the hot yoga person? I don't want to hear about your cold plunge.
Well, so that's kind of, I agree wholeheartedly with you on the fuck the cold plunge people. If they want to do it in the comfort of their home,
go for it.
You wouldn't go to Equinox and pay $600 a month to do your cold plunges. Go for it. Don't sit there and tell me how it's changed your life and how incredible it is and post about it and make sure you put the time stamp on your post so everyone knows you got up at 6 a.m. to do your cold plunge. We do not care.
We don't care
at all.
No one cares about your cold plunge. Do it in the privacy of your own home.
Also,
I don't want to see it. I don't care.
On top of all of it, there is research coming out right now. I don't know the specifics of it. I did read it, but it went in one ear and out the other. I just was happy that there was research coming out that cold plunges are actually bad for you. It sends your body into a fight or flight mode that should be reserved for when it needs to be sent into a fight or flight mode.
But Mixie, my skin's never looked better. My skin's never looked better, Mixie. How dare you? Look at my skin.
I don't care.
Enjoy yourself, but you're starting to become the new CrossFit and the new vegan person, okay?
And those people can do that without telling me about it.
Spoiler alert, I bet you they're all the same person.
I bet you
there's a cold plunge thing at the CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So,
yeah.
Listen, if it's good for you, great. I don't need to hear about it.
Yep.
Do you have one that you'd like to throw in?
I have so many, but I'm racking my brain as to which one to start with. I will start with this one. Okay. There are certain phrases that in my mind, are they meant to be positive? Yes. Are they incredibly condescending? Yes. For example, bud. Champ.
I see where we're going with this. Yeah.
Rock star. Don't Chief. Fucking yes. There are people recently that have been saying these things to me, and I honestly think they are nice people. They are good people. I do not dislike these people. But I just feel like as a society, it's a red flag for me. If you're coming to me and saying that in a genuine, serious way, reevaluate. That is what I say to people I aggressively do not like. If I think you're being a moron, I will tell you you're a rock star.
Oh,
that's how that works. Use it correctly.
Got it.
People that are like, hey, bud, how's it going, champ? Nope. You should not be allowed to use your vocal cords. They should be removed.
How about
privilege lost?
Kid. How about kid?
On the list.
Kid, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
Sport. You got it. Good job, sport.
Oh, God.
No.
Just no. Buddy, guy, maybe.
Guy could go either way depending on the inflection, but yes, you could put that on the list.
How about
Rockstar really sent me recently.
Yeah. How about like bucko?
I think that could go on the list.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sunny? Sunny?
I think that's somebody's name.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, it's both.
Rockstar, though. Like, I actually want to get into that. You don't mean that.
No, you don't.
You don't.
No, you don't.
So condescending. Yeah, so don't condescending.
Do that. Here's the thing. If you use those terms, everybody knows what you're doing.
Yes.
It's not getting under the radar, which is what I think you want it to do.
The person I experienced, I truly felt like they were trying to use it as like a positive thing. That's what the red flag to me was that there was like a disconnect of like understanding that that is condescending.
Noted. Noted for the official record. Whoever's keeping the official record of the show, which would be a great job for someone, by the way, put it on the official record.
Yeah. Like, hottie is endearing, right? Sup, hottie? That's cute. That's fun.
Yeah.
We're having a good time.
Yeah.
Chief?
Mm,
fuck you. Much.
Whoa.
You know?
Whoa. Yeah, I get it. Okay. Here's the second thing that's been getting to me recently.
Okay.
And you know what? I feel a lot of these are going to get tied back to social media, but you know what? That's how a lot of our interactions with people happen nowadays. Mm-hmm. So before you go, just get off social media, that's not happening.
Yeah.
I'm asking you to be a better person, and we're going to get to that here in just a moment. This is a two-parter.
Okay.
If you bring nothing of value in your Instagram story, don't post. Please stop posting. Please don't. Nobody wants to read the quote image that you found on somebody else's on somebody else's thing.
Yeah.
Nobody's reading it.
Yeah.
You're bringing nothing of value. And you want to know why nobody's seeing your stories? Because it's not interesting. It's not unique. It's not bringing anything of value.
Spitting.
Our good friend Mix here, when I see it's on her story, I know I'm about to get something that's going to be great. Because you know what?
Yes.
Nothing on her story, basically ever.
Ever.
When I see that little circle and Mixie's face in it and her name at the bottom, I go, whoa.
You know it's a
what
good
the fuck
time.
Is happening in Mixie's world right
Thank
now?
Thank you, Steven. Thank you for noticing that. Because you're it's either a great post or I am not sober. And to me,
that's true.
That's a great post.
Great content. Great content. You guys just need to understand what great content is, okay?
Yeah.
Cool.
Be your own critic. You know, maybe like take a step back and say,
whoa,
does anybody give a shit?
No, they usually don't.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah. And you know what? I've been posting some stuff that I do at work and I find interesting. I'm like, hey, this would help us if you watch it. Also, I'm proud of this.
Yeah.
Look at this. But you know what is not, I don't need you to be proud of, is you posting the same thing week after week after week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't need a quote. I don't need an uninteresting photo of like you at work and your like keyboard.
Yeah.
I'm already looking at mine while I'm looking at yours. Mm-hmm. So please don't post that stuff. And along the same lines, if you are the type of person who like every occasionally will like post something that's like, hey, I just want to make sure you all remember that this is not real life. This is just like the best of the best that people are seeing. We all know. We all get it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to do that, I would then ask you to take a step back from then doing those things.
Yes.
I don't need you
to
say, hey, this is not real life. Everybody's just posting the best stuff. And then you posting the best stuff. Like you're being like, hey, isn't this bad? Look at more bad stuff. Like,
mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're getting paid to do those things, which we all understand you have to do because you're making money off it. Stop.
Yep.
We got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Amen.
Do you have any others that you want to get to? Because I got one more. I got two more, actually.
All of the ones that are coming to mind, I'm going to get in trouble for. So
okay. Okay.
I was going to say, like...
Stop. Okay.
Uh-huh. You go.
Go ahead. Here's another one I got, because I'm on a roll after that last one. I've pulled the cap off, and I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I know all the people who listen to this podcast are hot, obviously. They're hot. They just are, right? But if you're a hot woman and you complain about dating, I'm going to need you to shut the fuck up. I'm just going to need you to shut the fuck up.
No one
feels sorry for you, hot girl.
Yeah.
Oh, it's tough for you. Not one person goes, oh, I really feel bad for Rebecca that she can't find someone. Oh, I'm going out all the time. I'm on dates every week, three dates a week. Oh, all the guys you're running into are assholes and fuckboys? No way. Oh, I wonder why. Oh, really? You don't say, hot girl.
Mm-hmm.
The only people that get to complain are people who actually struggle doing the dating. If you get one match a month, one match every other month on Bumble or Hinge, you get to complain. If you've been on 1 to 2 first dates in 6 months, you get to complain.
Yeah.
If nobody's liking your profile, you get to complain.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, hot women. I don't feel bad for you.
Yeah.
Just don't. I just don't. So please stop. While we're at it, can you please stop using the words in the wrong way? Stop saying gaslighting. My headphone just fell out of my ear, and I don't care. I'm in now. Saying gaslighting, and he was toxic. My boss is toxic when they're just kind of mean. Let's keep those words for when people are actually toxic.
Yeah.
We're just losing the verbiage now.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that. That is a red flag when people like over exaggerate what is happening. As I'm saying that, I'm like, I think I do that. So
he was just gaslit me. Or was he just like kind of lying to you?
Yeah.
Like, there can be levels of words that we need to rise to. If we call everyone toxic, guess who gets away with it? The real toxic motherfuckers get looped in with everybody else.
Yeah. I thought of another red flag while you were talking.
Let's go.
Fuck people that use fucking business words when they're unnecessary.
Yeah. A lot of buzzwordy type things.
Let's synergize. Kyle, we're going to go to whatever fucking restaurant we want to go to. Shut the fuck up. We're not going to synergize about it. Eat shit,
Kyle. Not at the restaurant, because I'm sure the restaurant has great food.
Somebody said to me at one point, we were like, I forget what was happening, and I'm also trying to not out the person that did it. But we were talking about something that was very simple, something that would take 3 minutes tops.
But I think this is part of the bigger conversation, is people like in meetings who will just talk to feel like, oh, I need to talk to justify my job. No, yes. We all want to leave the meeting. Just shut the fuck up.
I remember what it was. It was like a 3 minute at most task that was asked of someone that I was in a meeting with, and they, instead of being like, oh, I can handle that, yeah, let me take care of that, no worries, I got that, no problem, you know, as a normal person would, let me spearhead that, I'll spearhead that for you. Fuck you. Don't talk like that. This is what's wrong with businesses in general, when we all have to be like, no.
We'll circle back.
You could be a person.
No, just tell me what you thought. I told you we were going to discuss this at this meeting or something. We don't have to circle back. Let's just get this figured out now. I don't want to be on another meeting. I'd prefer to go to the bathroom and pretend like I'm taking a giant two, but just looking at social media the entire time. That's where I'd prefer to be at work, okay?
Well, or just don't use the word circle back. Be like, hey, I need to think on this a little bit more. Can we meet again later? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Be a person.
Be a person at work. Be a person at work. When you're not a person at work, nobody likes the people at work. Okay, so here's the thing.
Crazy.
This podcast might have been slightly aggressive and slightly negative. Slightly.
I don't know what you're talking about. I am great.
If you weren't able to tell, You should be able to tell where Mixie's at right now based off the conversations we've had today. Okay? She's here for you guys right now, okay? We got her to do one of these, okay? She's here right now.
Take it as you
30-minute conversation at work about how we can do stuff. We're here for
you. Yeah, we did.
All right? You get what you get right now, okay? Be happy. Please be happy. Speaking about things that make you happy, because we're happy-ish now. We're happy right now.
Yes, we are.
See, I got her to say it out loud. That's the first step.
Thrilled.
Thrilled. I would like to ask you, other than recording this right now, what else has brought you joy this week? Something that you've enjoyed. It can be TV. Obviously, it's always Walter doing something fantastic. By the way, Instagram, Walter is Cat, is a must follow. A must follow.
Thank you, Steven, for that plug. Yes, Walter really takes that work very seriously. In all honesty, that's not really brought me joy because he's been kind of an asshole, like demanding that we get all these lights and stuff. Like the guy is like the fame is getting to his head. It's getting a little ridiculous. I'm like, Walter, you're a cat, my guy. Your ears aren't there and you have no profile. You don't get to tell me what equipment you need for your social
media. This is what Walter's face looks like. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
It is flat.
It is flat.
Flat as an envelope. Okay?
But I love him. He's an angel baby. I will say I have a love-hate relationship with The Circle on Netflix, and it is back.
Circle message.
I've forced you to try to watch it, and you can't do it for that reason specifically.
Yes, I did ask you, are they still doing Circle Message? And she goes, what do you think? End quote. And I go, won't be watching. Thank you very much. She goes, but there's AI. And I'm like, I don't need more AI. Nobody needs more AI right now. That's another thing. Listen, if you're a business, I don't need you putting AI in everything. Just don't have AI. I know you're doing this because there's some stakeholders that are like, hey, I heard everybody else has got AI in their company. Might be good for our stock value if we put AI into our hamburgers. How can we do that? No, just make the hamburgers. I don't need AI hamburgers. Just stick to what you're doing.
This is like deep Kentucky AI guy that just has a fuck ton of money. That's just like, I'm gonna put some money in your company, but
I gotta have that AI.
I need my AI grilled cheese, and I need it now.
You know, in order to sell this company to a VC, I gotta have that AI.
You sound like Mr. McBee of McBee Dynasty, which we need to talk about at a later date. Another note, guys, please catch up on McBee Dynasty because, gosh, is it good. It's bad. It's good. Which is kind of where I'm at with The Circle. I'm enjoying it because it's terrible. I'm holding out hope that it gets good. The people this season are just, I'm not really rooting for anybody.
There's no ads.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I'm rooting for the AI because, spoiler alert, they tell them at a certain point that there is AI and they need to find the AI, and they blame everyone but the AI.
Classic.
And it is amazing.
Classic humans. We're going to pit you against the robots, get the robots out, and then they just attack all of the other humans.
All internally fighting with each other.
Fantastic.
And this guy will, the AI will send a message, and they're like, oh, he's so funny and cool and down to earth.
He
and just blow
it.
Past it.
He gets it. I feel like I can tell him anything. He's definitely not the AI.
Yeah. I want the AI to win. I know that they will somehow make the AI lose at a certain point because that's not good for them. And they also can't show their cards that AI will take over everything, and they're way more advanced than we think it is. But it's a good time.
Mixie, I just had a thought, which I know can't be true because there's no way they would lie.
Oh, gosh. No.
Are we sure the AI is like the hopper and the algorithm, which is perfect and totally random and is definitely not production? Do we know AI is definitely not a producer?
It could be. We do not know that for a fact. I will say they gave the AI an apartment, and it's just like a like basically like an old school, what's that thing that you connect to your monitors, the actual computer?
I'm not telling you. Steven, I want to see how this goes.
We were almost through the episode of me.
You continued going. You didn't need to go down the path without you knowing what the words were. Let's
see. Thingy McDoodle that connects to the monitor. Sorry, were you going to correct me?
No, I wasn't. No, how dare I would correct a lady on this show.
It's just like a column with like lights on it. And they're like, this is the AI.
So much better when I don't help you for things like this.
Is it the computer? It's the computer itself. Is the tower?
Yeah!
Is it actually?
Yeah, it's a computer tower. Okay. Yeah, wow. It was there. You got
honestly,
there.
Honestly, highlight of my week, figuring out what the computer
guys,
tower.
If you're only listening, she put her arm on the back of her chair.
I felt accomplished.
She was exhausted from that. It was just like, whoa, get me a cigarette.
Yeah, please. Not that I would smoke those. That's wrong.
Oh, you almost, almost outed yourself from a year and a half ago where you said you definitely don't smoke.
I don't do that.
Almost.
That's bad.
It's not good. It's really not good. Okay. I'll tell you something that brings me this joy this week. I have done incredible work to really refine the algorithm for the TikTok. So I get a lot of animal videos.
Oh, okay? That's good. That's good, Steven. That's a great use of your time and energy.
Thank you very much. When I get an animal video, am smart about this. And I go, I would like more animal videos and less hot girls complaining about dating. Because again, no one's feeling sorry for you. Hot girls, I'm sorry. So I will watch the videos to the end. I'll give it a like at the end. Maybe I'll throw a comment. What a precious baby. And then it goes, oh, this guy wants more animal videos.
Yeah.
And I'm getting ducks. I get chickens. I get goats. Goats doing weird flips off playground equipment.
Yes, that's good stuff.
It's been phenomenal. Got a lot of golden retriever stuff. I'm getting animals everywhere. And it brings me the joy of getting a really nice feed. And obviously what that means is I'm also getting all the Miss Peaches content. I'm getting all of it. And today,
so
Miss Peaches is on her way to the gala.
I can't wait.
With the gown that somebody made for Miss Peaches. With the attachable train for Miss Peaches' gown. And honestly,
she's a star.
I'm so excited for Miss Peaches to be on the red carpet.
I'm excited for Miss Peaches as well. I'm also excited to see Gypsy Rose's plastic surgery. But
why did you have to do that at the end?
I'm on a high right now. I didn't kill my mom.
Debatable. I feel like you went to jail because of that, but you know.
Allegedly.
Once you're convicted, you don't have to say allegedly. I know we're trying to be careful. You don't have to be careful, okay?
I'm on a high right now. I got a nose job.
You know what's also bringing me joy? I'm gonna do one more because you tried to bring me down at the end, and I'm not staying for it. I'm finishing strong. I'm finishing on it up. No.
Okay, go ahead.
And
go
this
ahead.
Is something that I know we both enjoy. If you or your friends are making any sort of content related to making fun of JoJo Siwa's single Karma, send it our way. Bring us all the videos. If you're putting the kiss makeup on and then you're doing the voice, send it our way.
It's not the kiss makeup. It's not the kiss makeup. JoJo Siwa invented gay pop. And how dare you compare everything she's doing is completely unique and special to her. And she's definitely not taking other people's stuff. And she's definitely not acting like she's come up with something that's always existed.
It was always hers. It was never somebody else's song. The melody is clearly different. Clearly different melody. And you know what? My untrained, dumb, not musically ears are going, huh, those melodies sound exactly the same. But it just shows you how big of an idiot me and Mixie are. All right? That we go,
bad girl.
They sound the same. No, we're just dumb. And you know who's better than us? JoJo Siwa.
Yeah. She was a bad girl and she did some bad things.
Here's a hot take. I don't think she did. And I don't think she was. I think she was the exact opposite of that.
How dare you question her? She's been nothing but truthful this whole time.
I saw her car at one point.
Oh, same.
At a Starbucks in LA. And I was like, oh my God, JoJo Siwa's about to get out of that car. It pulled up. Just some dude. And I was like, what the f-? You don't get to drive the JoJo Siwa car around if you're not JoJo Siwa in it, okay?
That's a letdown. She would make great money if she like rented that out for an hour for people great to drive idea. Around in.
And just pull up at random businesses. Yeah. And like, oh my God, it's JoJo Siwa. Oh my God. And they start recording and it's just like Brian and his boys getting out, you know?
Going on night out on the town in JoJo Siwa's car.
I want to do it. I want to do it so bad. Just drive up to catch.
Your car, JoJo Siwa. Oh, we're just going
to drive up. Oh, JoJo Siwa, please listen to us right now. We love you. We love you immensely. Please let us rent one of your cars for the weekend, and we can like go to LA places, like pull up to the valet at Catch, and the people are like, oh my God, JoJo Siwa's here. The paparazzi's ready. And it's just me and Mix get out. Just me and Mix get out. Okay?
Yeah.
Great content.
With our JoJo Bobos.
Yeah, we'll like go down to the beach in Santa Monica, right?
Yeah.
And, like, park in like the public, ooh, gross parking, right? Yeah. People are like, oh my God, JoJo Siwa was at the beach. No, Steve and Mix.
Dream guest on a podcast.
JoJo Siwa was in the recording. That was her. Oh, can we get on JoJo Siwa's podcast? How can we make this happen?
There's no chance.
Okay. All
right. I would be good, I think.
It would be good stuff. All right, guys.
It would be good stuff.
That wraps it up. Thank you very much. If you made it this far and you didn't just like unsubscribe halfway through the podcast, we appreciate that. We love you very much. We look forward to trying to do things more regularly for you. That is the plan.
Yes.
We have to work on that. So,
yes. We don't want to announce something and then take it back later. So we're going to solidify a game plan.
Yes.
And then inform you.
Yes. As we always try to do.
Yes.
But that's it. Okay. We love you. If you want to send us encouraging messages, feel free to do that too. You know, they don't just have to be, you know, laces out, Dan. Die, Dan, laces out, you know, something like that. If you get that reference, shout out. We love you very much. We'll see you later. Is that a better surprise? And we'll see you next time. Okay, bye.
Bye.